This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, how's it going? This is Bob from... Actually, yeah, this is Bob. I called in about a story a little bit ago, probably sometime around July, about the ghost car, or whatever you want to call it, car that just mysteriously disappeared after it pulled over, and I pulled over right next to it. But anyways, another one happened probably about a month after I called you guys. And that was when I've been listening to your show for about 5 years now. And I listened to them every episode. And I was listening to one of your shows while I was packing for my trip to Alaska. And I had to do some other stuff. I had to, you know, lock my apartment, all that fun stuff. So I went to the bathroom, and I knew I set my keys on my table. And I went to the bathroom, and I had to go over to my dad's shop, the butcher shop. I had to go over there, and I had to get a couple of things or whatever. So I was looking for my keys, and I went to the table, and I looked for them, and gone. Nothing there. Nothing there at all. And so I'm like, you know, I'm kind of getting a little angry. I have some anger issues, so I'm kind of getting a little angry. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? I know they're, I put them right here, dude. They should be right here. I tore apart my kitchen. I tore apart my living room. I tore apart my bedroom. I tore apart my bed. There's nothing on my bed. I tore comforter, sheets, pillows, everything. I tore off. And, nothing. My bed was completely naked. The only thing that was on my bed, or the only thing that was there, was a mattress. Like, that's it. That was my bed. Mattress. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I have a way to get into the butcher shop. So I just went that way, and I got what I needed. Blah blah blah. I came back. I walked into my room. My keys are sitting in the middle of my fucking bed. Don't know. Like, I can tell you, I promise you, they were not there when I left. Tell you that much. I was pretty angry. I searched everywhere, could not find them. About 3 or 4 months after that happened, nothing else happened after that, really. And also, when I found the keys, I kind of, you know, I looked at the bed, I saw them, I was just like, all right. Grabbed my keys and went on. Fixed my bed, went on with my normal day, just because I didn't want to give it anything. And I'm religious, and I've always been told never to talk to anything like that. So I never do. So I just kind of act like they're not there. But I was a little spooked. I didn't say that much. I was definitely a little spooked. But so anyways, about 3 or 4 months after that happened, I had a roommate move in. And nothing crazy's happened, but stuff will just disappear for us. Like, I'll be looking for, like, I don't know, like a lighter or something. I mean, we both smoke cigarettes, though. But I'll be looking for, like, a lighter or something, and it'll be gone. Like, I know I, you know, made some popcorn of it. Set my light on the table, turned around, went and did something else, ate my popcorn, blah, blah, blah. Came back to get my lighter, and it's gone. No clue where it's at or whatever. And that doesn't just happen with lighters. I mean, it happens with my clothes, my roommate clothes, my belt, like everything. And it just disappears. And it's strange, but we named the ghost Tom. So a couple of times I'll be like, oh, Tom, what's going on? Where's my shit? You know, like, fucking give me that, dog. But, yeah. So anyways, about a week ago, I got, for like the fifth or sixth time in my life, I got sleep paralysis. And this is where in my mind, shit got crazy. But I got some sleep paralysis, but I wasn't, when I woke up, and I knew I had it. Like, it was weird. This is the first fifth or sixth time I've ever had it, and it wasn't like I was scared. I wasn't waking up in shock or panic or fear. I woke up and I was like, I can't move. Okay, well, we'll just sit here and we'll let this wear off. And my TV was still going from the next night, which helped me a lot in this encounter. But when I got it right away, I wasn't scared at all. Not the fear was in me. And I was just watching what was on. And I was just laying there. And it was so weird. I couldn't move. But I was like, okay. And then, and this also, I should probably say, this is about at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake up real early and go to the golf course to go to work. I wake up at 4. So I was kind of, so it was like 3:45, 4. I might have just said 5. Messed up, my bad. Definitely 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning. And woke up, had sleep paralysis, washed my show for a bit. But then all of a sudden, I saw a shadow kind of like arise from the corner. Like it kind of like spawned out of nowhere. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh no, I was still totally, I was freaking the fuck out. I was, no, it was not good for me. That's when I started to get scared. But then I realized the shadow was just like not, like I kind of got a feeling that it was just like there to help. Like I almost got a feeling that it was there for comfort, and it was weird. And that's almost what kind of scared me more than the whole thing, because it gave me a sense of like comfort. And after I kind of peeked out for a second, it was trying to move. I just kind of sat there and I looked at it, and I kind of looked at my TV, and then I looked at it, and I just like didn't, I wasn't scared anymore. It was weird. And I looked back at my TV and watched it, kind of zoned out for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I looked back in the corner to look at the shadow, and it was gone. And at that time, I had the nicotine addiction, so nicotine, I went over to grab my chew, and I realized, oh fuck, I can move. So yeah, that's pretty much all that's happened in my apartment so far. But that experience for me was definitely pretty weird, because there's a lot of emotions in like a span, and like the thing I just told you with the shadow in the corner, that lasted probably about 2.5 minutes. Like it wasn't long at all that the thing was in the shadow, but I was just so like okay with being, like I was just staring at the TV. It was probably only in the corner for 2.5 minutes, and I was probably only like stuck in my bed for 10. But it just, I was like okay with everything, and it's just so weird. So I really love your show. Like I said, I've been thinking for about 5 years, and it's great. Gives me a little spook in the morning when I'm driving to work and stuff like that. So I like it. Like I said, I work on the golf course for 10 hours a day, so listening to this really speeds the thing up. So keep doing what you're doing. You guys are like super good at it. Keep up. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.